Hello students, this is module 2, poem 3, Rain on the Roof, class 9, from the textbook Beehive. The poet, in the first module, I have explained the first two stanzas, and in this module 2, I'll explain stanza 3rd, and some questions and important key points. Let me just recapitulate the things. The poet Cotes Keeney has given a very fine imagination while he listens to the patter of the rain on the roof. The poet has lost in varied ideas and feels the presence of his mother. The clouds create darkness for the starry sky, and in turn it shows its unhappiness through tears of rain. On one side there is happiness, while the other side is little bit melancholic. So the writer is expressing his both feelings through the poem Rain on the Roof. Let's start the third stanza. The third stanza also divided into two parts. Total there are 8 lines. And I'm going to read the first 4 lines. Now in memory comes my mother, as she used in years agone, to regard the darling dreamers, ere she left them till the dawn. The first 4 lines of the third stanza. There are 2 different difficult words. One is agone, it means ego. And in the 4th line of the third stanza, the word ere, it means old poetic word for before. Now try to understand the expression, the feelings of the poet in the first 4 lines of the third stanza. We come to know that it is raining, the dark clouds here and there. So writer in his room, in his cottage room, and pressing the pillow. Writer is in dream now. And in his dream, he says that. He has lost in the memory of his mother, and reminding number of happy and melancholic and other happy activities along with his mother. We know that, students, every child in his childhood, in her childhood, they like to play with their mother. Especially, children have great attention to their mother. There's no doubt with their parents, especially to their father also. But each and every child always having a special attachment to his and her mother. So while writer was in the room, writer is in the melancholic mood. Writer now thinking about his mother. Writer was little bit sad and reminding of number of activities and the different playings, different mischievous activities, happy activities with his mother. Like that, especially in childhood, when you are at home, you play at home, especially on the holiday or on the free days. Throughout the day, either you watch TV, you play something with the toys, you throw the toys here and there, you take water, sometimes you drop the glass, sometimes you spill the water here and there, sometimes you go for playing, and after playing, while playing there along with your friends, sometimes you are physically hurt, sometimes you are mentally hurt. Sometimes when you are in school, and in school you have mix up memories. So all these different kinds of memories you want to share with someone. So who is at home first? Mother. So every child, Every child likes to share his happy, melancholic or the other memories, experiences with mother. So writer also having number of experiences with his mother in his childhood. Now, when it was raining, when it was pattering sound, each and every drop on the roof, each and every drop on the roof was bringing a thought, an experience of the past. And writer was thinking each and every experience, activity which was done, happened with his mother, and he was in melancholic mood. And as he was thinking, so he was thinking in series that how his mother used to help him in the different ways in childhood. When the child grew up, when the poet grew up, how his mother used to treat him. When little more grown up child, how his mother treated him. So all these experiences are lasted in writer's mind. His mother comes to shower. So the next, his mother comes to shower love and affection, means honor, means that while poet's mother is coming in dream, as writer was feeling that. So writer feeling that his mother is coming to shower her love and affection to the author or to the poet. And poet is very, very happy as each and every drop of rain coming down, falling down on the roof. Again, meaning that those who remind mother, and mother left during the sunrise on the little before, means that writer's or the author's mother, poet's mother, may have left when the writer was not too young during the sunrise in a day. So, little bit melancholic. The next four lines, what they are expressing, let's try to understand. The next four lines and the last four lines of the poem, Rain on the Roof. And these last four lines are reading like that. Oh, I feel her fond look on me as I list to this refrain which is played upon the shingles by the patter of the rain. There are some words, their meanings, L-I-S-T first, list, list means old poetic word for listen, and another word, refrain, R-E-F-R-A-I-N, refrain means a repeated part of a song or a poem. Hear the sound of the rain. You know, when the raindrops are falling on the roof, in the continuous way, the same sound being created. So, the same sound being created, here it means refrain. Try to understand the meaning of the last four lines. Poet says with surprise that I feel great love and affection, sight of my mother. Writer is feeling that when the drops of rain, falling of the rain on the roof and making a pattering sound, writer is feeling that my mother is showering love and affection on me. And each and every drop, writer was feeling that my mother has come again on the earth. Poet listens the patter sound of the rain dancing on wooden tiles with great happiness. Writer was feeling extreme happiness of each and every drop of water, whether the drop was falling on the roof, on the wooden tiles, on the roof, on the wooden tiles, or maybe falling down here and there. But writer was enjoying each and every drop of rain. And writer enjoying playing, and writer was extremely happy in all the regards. Okay, students, I hope that you must have understood the poem in the best way. I tried to explain in the best way. Now, students, the poem is over. I'm going to mention you and reading out and briefly again recapitulate the main points of the poem. First point, the poet is in imaginary mood and he is lying in his bed. Imaginary mood. And he is lying in his bed. Second main point, there poet hears the sounds of clouds and the quietness of the atmosphere disappears. Third main point, then the rain starts and he hears its pattering sound. Fourth main point, the sound appears sweet and it gives him utmost happiness. You know, students, for the different people enjoys rain in the different ways. For some people, to play in the rainy season, for them it is an enjoyment. For some people, swimming in the different lake and ponds, happiness. For some people, listening the sound, like the poet, a great happiness. For some people, to enjoy at home, watching TV, great happiness. And for some people, sleeping and lying down, great happiness. So, for the different individuals, the meaning of rain and interpretation is different for the different people. Fifth main point, the sweet and sad memories start echoing in his heart. Now, as soon as the rain started, the happy memories and the sad memories started to reflect in his mind. Sixth important point, but the poet is lost in the patter of the rain. Seventh important point, the memory of his mother too comes before his mind. The writer, author, poet was thinking about his mother while the pattering sound happening on the roof. Eighth point, poet feels her fond look on him. As the rain was happening, the writer was feeling that his mother is looking at him through the rain. Each and every drop, he is feeling that mother's affectionate hand reaching on the writer. Ninth point, this sound of rain seems a sort of bliss to him, and the sound, the patter sound on the roof, it was complete and great happiness, extreme happiness for the writer. So these are the important points, students. Glossary, again I'm mentioning tinkle. Glossary is given on page number 42. Tinkle, short, light, ringing sound. Next word, shingles, meaning rectangular wooden tiles used on roofs. Next, woof, meaning that is the threads woven across the loom. Next word, ur, meaning old poetic word for before. Next, refrain, a repeated part of a song or a poem. Hear the sound of the rain. And last word in glossary, list, old poetic word for listen. So students, read the poem again and again so that you will have a better understanding of the poem. What the central theme? On hearing the pattering of the rain on the roof, the poet Coitus Kinney feels utmost ecstasy, great happiness, extreme happiness, overjoyed, overwhelming, and started dreamy recollections, sweet and sad memories of his mother and her fond look to echo in writer's heart. Thus the sound of rain appears to be a bliss or a complete happiness for the poet Curtis Kinney. Students, we have NCERT textual questions. First, what do the following phrases mean to you? Humid shadows first, second starry spheres, what a bliss third one, fourth a thousand dreamy fancies into busy being start, fifth a thousand recollections weave their air threads into wool. So meaning of the first, humid shadows, it means black clouds full of humidity. Second, starry spheres, meaning sky full of stars. Third, what a bliss, it means highest happiness, complete happiness, extreme happiness. Fourth, a thousand dreamy fancies into busy being start, meaning so many imaginations start working in his mind. And fifth one, a thousand recollections weave their air threads into wool. It means so many memories go on recalling into the mind like preparing of cloth from threads on loom. So students, we have to repeat and learn again and again. We have to try to inculcate the same feelings as the writer is having in this poem. When writer is happy, we should also be happy. When writer is little bit in the melancholic mood, so we should also have the same feelings. The objective of the poem is to inculcate aesthetic sense among the students. NCERT questions, question 2, what does the poet like to do when it rains? The poet likes to lie in a room with a pillow. Its pressing will give him the highest pleasure. There he will rest and enjoy soft falling of the rain over his head. Next question. Is the poet now a child? Is his mother still alive? Answer. The poet is not a child now and has become aged. And very sadly, his mother has died. She is no more in this world who can shower her affection over him. Question next. When you were a young child, did your mother tuck you in as she did? Answer. The poet is not a child now. The mother has died. Okay. So she is no more in this world. Next question. Do you like rain? What do you do when it rains steadily or here described in the poem? So students, it will be one's answer, individual answer. Different students, different feelings. Then another question, last question. Does everybody have a cozy bed to lie in when it rains? Look around you and describe how different kinds of people or animals spend time sick. Again, it is your activity. Okay, students. So I hope that you must have enjoyed the poem. And please read the poem again and again and listen again and again. Okay, students. Thank you.